but you don't live out in the country. Is that so that you can bike to work?
Yeah. And well, it was the other way around. I wanted to live close to work, you know, and I found myself biking to and from work. And in fact, you know, granted, I live an 8-minute walk from work, but unless I need to leave the central part of Eau Claire, I don't use my car. I'll take it to the grocery store. And if I need to run an errand that's sort of out towards the outskirts of town, which isn't very often, or if I go out fishing or do something like that, but I find that, you know, I can do most of my day-to-day stuff on the bicycle or on foot. And I just found myself organically not driving. For a long time, I was driving a $20 bike I got at a garage sale. And I told myself that when I moved right down there by the river, that if I was riding the bike and not driving the car, I would invest in a decent bike. And so I spent a couple $100 on a bike, which is nothing for those people who bike a lot. But for me, that was an investment. And sometimes a couple weeks will pass and I'll say, you know, I haven't driven my car.
Are you a person who's into public transport as well? I mean, buses and trains and...
Yeah, I love that. When I used to live up on top of the hill, I would take the bus a lot. And there was a community there. In addition to all the environmental things, you know, I had this group of people that I saw every day at 7 a.m. and every day at 5 p.m. And, you know, when I got away from my regular bus ride for a few years and got back on the bus, all these people started asking me questions like, where have you been? How old are your kids now? And things like this. And it was a remarkable thing. And so, you know, now there aren't many places I need to go on the bus, but I actually enjoy riding the bus.